Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time. Good morning. Welcome to the 25th anniversary of Free Friday Trainings. We've been doing this for over 25 years, if you can believe that. Over 25 years, every week. It hasn't always been on Friday, but we call it Free Friday Trainings. But consistency is a superpower as it creates acceleration and aggregation, but also exponentially compounds the outcomes that we desire, or even better. And I will tell you, it's even better. So we are blessed to have that. So I am blessed. We're going to today, we're going to talk about the top 25 lessons that I could think of from 25 years of doing Free Friday Trainings. And we are blessed to have over 100,000 people registered for today. After 25 years, when we first started at Lee Steinberg's office 25 years ago, man, there was two people, three people that would hang out for lunch on Fridays. I'd have to buy them lunch to get them to come. But we are blessed to be here. This is a celebratory day for me. It's the anniversary. It's the 25th anniversary of my Free Friday Trainings, and I've incorporated.
Congratulations.
Thank you, my brother. We've incorporated Clubhouse and the Breakfast of Champions community, as well as every other platform online. Blessed to have over 100,000 people, Ramon, over 25 years now, registered for our training, and millions after that on the replays. But we are blessed. We're going to take Ramon the 25 lessons over the 25 years today. And before we get to it, let's go ahead and welcome the Nick of Guam. We are on our way to Dubai right after this, the well-oiled machine, the young well-oiled machine. Nick, are you here, my friend?
We are here and ready to celebrate. Happy, happy Friday, David. How are we feeling?
Phenomenal, man. I cannot be more excited. We have so many amazing things going on, from Junior Achievement being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize as Chief Chancellor of Junior Achievement. I could not ask for a greater honor. I believe entrepreneurs are going to save the world, and it's nice to know the UN and everyone else feels the same way, that we must support the 15 to 25 year old entrepreneurs, and we do that at Junior Achievement. And then, of course, as a big announcement with Napoleon Hill coming out on October 26th and the 25th anniversary of our Free Friday Training. So it is a big 10-11. I was born on 1-11, and we'll be launching our new Napoleon Hill Institute announcements. Will be launched on January 11th. It's 1-1-1 and tons of fun. Go ahead, Nick. Let's get started.
Absolutely. And just a quick set of the room, everybody. Welcome to, of course, the very celebratory version of David Meltzer's Power Hour and Free Friday Training. We are celebrating the 25th anniversary. And for today's topic, it is the lessons learned over the last 25 years of these Free Friday trainings. So for the first half hour or so, David's going to help guide us and expand our perspective, that, of course, give us all the nuggets that he has learned over the last 25 years. And then we'll open it up for questions on the second half. So if you're joining us online, please make sure to put those in the comments and in the chat. If you're live here on Clubhouse, make sure to use your hand icon in the lower right-hand corner of the screen to request to join the stage, and we will, of course, aim to bring you up. And David, before we get started, do you want to do a quick reminder of our upcoming schedule so everyone can come join us in person, or should we save that as a special treat at the end?
You know what? Let's just mention one thing, because the most pressing one is next week when we get back from Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Let's remind everyone on Wednesday, Bedros, Fleischman, myself, Lutzka, Prince, many others, we're going to be in Orange County and come and join us in Orange County. And then at the end of the month, another SoFi. Bedros and I, we're doing an Irvine Mastermind. So everything's in Orange County. If you're in Southern California, want to be in Southern California, reach out to me, david@dmelzer.com. But let's get started. Here we go. I'm so excited to dive into and reflect on the 25 years of lessons that I've learned on the course of my journey. I've experienced so many highs and lows, navigated countless challenges, and gained invaluable wisdom that have shaped my life personally and professionally, but more important, I've been able to utilize those lessons to help empower others, to empower others to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, to live in the infinite loop, unified infinite system of thought that we all belong to, knowing that life's about lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. You know, it's important, I always say, as we go through these lessons, only capture the ones that resonate with you. 25 is way too many to absorb, but I will send you our practice guide and exercises from these 25 years of lessons. So if you want those, email me, david@dmelzer.com. We'll always send, Jack Canfield and I have a workbook, Creating the Life You Love. We'll send you that workbook as well, called Unstoppable, Creating the Life You Love. So if you want the exercise or guides from today's training of these 25 years of lessons and Jack Canfield and I, our workbook, just email me directly, david@dmelzer.com. I wanted to share these top 25 lessons that have stood the test of time. The ones that resonate with you means that they make you feel good or make you feel really bad. That's what resonate means in a practical sense. And the principles that I've learned, I believe, are essential for entrepreneurial success. These lessons aren't just about surviving in business, but about thriving by empowering others to empower others, by focusing in on the mindset, heartset, and handset that is the reconciliation of the both human experience and our spiritual journeys. Whether you're just starting on your journey as an entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner, hopefully these insights will find more purpose, success, fulfillment, and profit for you. The goal of this training is to equip you with the practical tools that will expand the way you think, lead, and grow in your business and life. And exploring these lessons, I promise you, will unlock the potential and take your life and business to the next level. The first lessons I wanted to look at was the practical approach to success. And the first lesson that is most practical is that we learn by doing. The most powerful learning comes from practical experience. We must take action and learn from the mistakes, and we will expand quickly in alignment of where we want to be or better. And we use the 5 daily practices, which always I will send to you as well, david@dmelzer.com. But we learn by doing. You can't just sit at home high on your mom's couch dreaming and thinking about what you want. You have to do it, and you have to prepare for the detours and make them divine. And in order to do that, we need to know what we want and go after it with intention, knowing that what we pay attention to and give intention to will equal the results, consequences, the coincidences, or better, that we want in our human experience that is dictated and utilized in the 24 hours that we're given each day, every single day of our life, except, of course, the last day. So number one, we learn by doing. Take action. Einstein says nothing happens until it moves. So you learn by doing. The second lesson is the student of the calendar, time management and the value of time. two different time zones that I've been teaching over the 25 years. And the one is the time zone that is utilized for our human experience, and the other is for our spiritual experience. The human experience is dictated by 24 hours of day. It is a limited amount of time. It is also called your lifetime. It is the expiration date of your human experience, your human embodiment. And if we're not utilizing in a valuable way to be more productive, accessible, and gracious with the 24 hours of time, utilizing action by learning and doing and utilizing practices to practice the use of time and the value of time, then we can, utilizing that, learn more in the human experience to help us in our spiritual infinite journey, that abundant infinite system of thought that we belong to and through. And so I spend years, and still do, in teaching Student of the Calendar, where we have non-negotiables and negotiables in our time. We have planned for and unplanned for time. We have paid for and unpaid for time. And we also have sleep. And so utilizing and being a student, which means doing, paying attention, giving intention to the time of today in the context of the infinite time. What do you want today, according to the circumstances of today, by deriving meaning from the past and the detours that present themselves today, in alignment with the spiritual time of where we want to be, the divine time that we want to be in? And so that second lesson of Student of the Calendar is essential, and combined with learning by doing, we can accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially where we want to be or better. But we must practice it, which is why those five daily practices are so essential to me in establishing that unbelievable abundance that everyone should be sharing in, the more than enough of everything for everyone. The next is intention. We need to establish intention, a clear, unwavering objective, and aligned action for today in that human experience. We need to be laser focused every single day on our definiteness of purpose, on our intention. It doesn't mean that we need to be definite about the future, but we have to be laser focused or definite about how we're using time today according to the circumstances of today, by utilizing the lessons that we learn by doing in the divine direction, so that the divine detours are divine, not punishment, and allowing for a divine time to reveal what's best for us. And so intention, and the power of intention, learned as I did a Wayne Dyer training years ago on the definiteness of that intention, the power of intention, of being laser focused today in a trajectory, in a divine direction of where we think we want to be. You can't be laser focused 10 years from now. You can have a direction towards what you want, a red Ferrari, that's terrific, but you have to take into consideration you live a human experience with man-made constructive time, and you have to deal with the circumstances of today, deriving and learning by doing and utilizing those lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude with the Student of the Calendar, combined with the power of intention. And so the fourth lesson in this practical approach to success is the prioritization that occurs. See, most people live in procrastination and feeling overwhelmed, and so they don't make decisions. If you procrastinate and feel overwhelmed, you will just add to another P called paranoia. And so the fourth lesson that I've learned in the practical approach to success is prioritization. That prioritization is the antidote to not only procrastination, but feeling overwhelmed and the paranoia that ties itself in with it when things grow arms and legs, when you give intention and intention to what you don't want. And so in order to learn the lessons of decision-making, we need to know by doing and by utilizing our man-made constructive time in the human experience in alignment with our spiritual beliefs of divine direction, divine detours, and divine time with the power of intention to then prioritize by what's important to us, utilizing urgency as a subset according to the circumstances of today so that we make better decisions from the clues and the patterns that we are revealing through the previous practical lessons that I've taught over the last 25 years. And so to teach the importance of prompt, confident decision-making, I call it din-din. Do it now, do it next, because 100% of the things you do now get done and 100% of the things you do next get done too. It is the antidote to the paranoia, the procrastination, and the feeling of being overwhelmed. See, overwhelmed is just a testament to you living in abundance, because you will only feel overwhelmed if you have more than enough opportunities, options, and touches of favor. It is not punishment. People get overwhelmed because they feel as if they have and are being punished, but you're not. You're being blessed, promoted, and protected. And so the fourth lesson is prioritization in the context of decision making, utilizing the other three practical approaches to success, those lessons in this category of what I've been teaching for 25 years by learning, by doing, the student of the calendar, the power of intention, and prioritization. The last one under the idea of a practical approach to success over the last 24 years is the divine direction. See, the divine direction says my purpose that's created by these other four lessons, learning by doing, student of the calendar, intention, power of intention, and prioritization, allows me to overcome the fear. Because if your purpose is greater than the pain, pain is not a choice. Struggle is a choice. And there is no struggle when your purpose is greater than your pain. You will overcome that pain when your purpose is greater than it. And in order to have that purpose, you need to learn by doing and student the calendar, have a power of intention and prioritize. But you also must understand the difference between a temporary setback and failure and a divine detour, that these are all opportunities to expand, to grow. It is definite in its nature. If you want to live in the promotion, in the protection, this understanding of divine detours, of purpose being greater than the pain, we apply our purpose to what we're doing, the circumstances of the day. We apply our purpose to the meaning of the past, and we apply our purpose to the detours of the divine direction that we thought we should be on, or better, to allow divine time to reveal to us a greater purpose. And as we add more and more purpose, we can withstand more and more, or overcome more and more detours that we experience. We'll have no struggle, only pain, but our purpose is so much greater than our pain that we never quit. Quitting is the greatest cause of death. Not only death of human experience, but death of business, death of athletics, death of a game. It is the number one. And so we want to make sure that purpose of understanding how our purpose is greater than our pain, knowing that pain is not a choice. You are going to have pain every day, but you don't need to struggle, because faith will tell you that there's something bigger than you, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, that loves you, protects you, and promotes you more than your mom. Understanding these practical lessons of learning by doing, student of the calendar, power of intention, prioritization, and of course, purpose greater than your pain, applying your purpose, are great lessons to learn. Once again, if you like these lessons or the five daily practices, which encompass the practical methodology to success of the five lessons of the 25 years of the 25 lessons that I've chosen, then go ahead and email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The next lessons, the next five lessons that I broke down, are building the right habit machine, the mindset, heartset, and handset. And so the first lesson, the sixth lesson overall, is the power of habits, the habit machine itself, exploring how habits of the idea of the enjoyment of, that means learning to love, enjoyment of, learning to love what we don't like, what we don't love, learning to love what other people don't like and other people don't love, the enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential, because habits are behaviors. and they're behaviors that are utilized in a committed, consistent way. These behaviors create one outcome that cannot be understood or known or sometimes even be aware of, and it's called progress. And we know that good behaviors are defined only by ourselves, by what's in ourselves. My good behavior may be your bad behavior, because good behavior is aligned with where I want to be or better, not where you want me to be or you want to be, or what's missing or we don't have. Good behavior is aligned with where I want to be or better and creates good progress, even though we're unable and incapable of being aware of what that outcome is other than progress. So bad behavior is that which interferes with it. And so these habits are what become a commitment to who we are and activate who we are through a quantum continuum of our consciousness. Repetitive habits go through the cellular memory into the subconscious mind, which is repetitive and mostly negative, which then activates the quantum nature, the DNA, the epigenetic DNA. The epigenetic layer of the DNA is the activation layer, which tells and is activated by what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, by the above practical methodologies. So the power of habit, the habit machine to be committed to, the enjoyment of what you don't like, what you don't love, what other people don't like, other people don't love, in a consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your own potential, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have. And if you do that, life will tell you all its secrets. It'll give you the cheat codes. It'll make it easy and dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the dis-easy. And so utilize those powerful quantum habits in order to effectuate who I am and what I'm doing to interfere with it. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? The second habit within the mindset, heartset, and handset of the habit machine lessons, the second lesson here, the seventh overall, is how we utilize independent thought, free will, in creative problem solving. Entrepreneurs must learn to think independently, questioning everything and relying on their own judgment by utilizing the open-ended question template to ask what is going on here today, what is working, what's not working, and would it help if, and do you know anyone that could help me? This idea of being independent of and through the creative problem-solving process as a co-creator, using my independent thought, not what other people think, but what I think. Utilizing independent thought and creative problem solving is a key lesson that we all must learn. There's a huge energy gap today between people who are not independent thinking, but are worried about what other people think of what they're thinking. And if you're stuck in that energy gap, you are nothing but creating interference between you and where you want to be or better. Stop thinking what other people are thinking and start thinking for yourself. Utilize your own skills, knowledge, and desire to decide your own divine direction, your own divine detours, and allow for the divine time to provide you the protection, promotion, and love to put you in a better place, a better situation than you want to be in. Managing and develop the third one in this section of Mindset, Heartset, and Hand 8 overall is to manage and develop expectations. Always aim to deliver through a go, no-go plan, what you have shared in a vision, knowing that as you come to an expectation, a decision, a promise, that time, emotion, and value are changing. So we should be less concerned of exceeding expectations and more concerned of managing and developing expectations, because time, value, and emotion changes once an expectation is set. Written, verbal, implied, even with consideration, which is payment, it doesn't matter. The minute you set an expectation of yourself or others, time, emotion, and value is changing. So we must manage the time, value, and emotion and align our skills, knowledge, and desires with it. The fourth in the mindset, heart set, and hand set section of lessons, the ninth overall, is a reconciliation of quantity and quality. Most people cannot reconcile and articulate the quantity and capability of product, services, solutions, or a personal brand. They can't understand that just because I'm in love with my product, service, solution, or self, that others are going to be able to quantify that value. And so success is measured by the value that can be articulated both in perceived value and bottom line value by articulating the quantified value of the service. There is a reconciliation between quality and quantity of product, service, solutions, or personal brands. And so most people are falling in one end or another where they're just all hot air, just talking about it and articulating a value that will never come, or they have extreme value and they're in love with their product, service, solution, or personal brand, but can't articulate the quantifiable value of how it's going to be more than what they're asking for. And so success is measured by the reconciliation of quality and quantity. And then finally, within the section of mindset, heartset, and handset, is the definiteness of a choice. In the prioritization above, in the mindset, heartset, and handset, I encourage decisiveness in small and large matters in your life and business. We have to be clear that when we make a decision, we know, as before, in the expectation that when we make a decision, time, value, and emotion are going to change immediately. And so we must utilize the eighth lesson of managing and developing expectations to have definiteness of choices, which comes from a divine direction, and notating that the detours that occur, even though we are decisive in our decision-making process, are divine as well, and that they just indicate that we have a better decision to make, a better place to be. And now we have to allow the divine time to reveal that decision. Into the next section. Once again, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you'd like the review and exercises, guides, and the lessons from today, david@dmeltzer.com. The next is the emotional side of things, the energy in motion, and understanding how intellect, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration are all components of energy and motion. Everything is energy. We can only be aware of the energy that vibrates equal to or less than us. So if we work on just elevating our emotions, elevating our energy, then we can be aware of more things and things become easy and less diseasy. And so harnessing this power of energy has to shift a paradigm of I am instead of I want more energy. I am energy. People ask me at my age, 56, how I have so much energy, because I utilize the shift in the paradigm to understand the power of energy and motion, of emotions, to spend less time in emotion that's interfering with the omniscient and all powerful. I'm identifying not fear, but the reaction to fear, because it's the reaction to fear that interferes with where I want to be or better the most. And so I shorten the distance when I react to fear of resistance by utilizing wisdom of what's going on here, logic, and faith. Faith that I am instead of I want to be. And I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. What am I doing with my energy and motion to interfere with it? The 12th lesson, the second in this session of the energy and motion, is our idea of discipline, of consistent, persistent discipline and self-control. Success requires mastering self-control and maintaining discipline in the faces of fear and pain. It is well aligned with the reaction to fear and pain and mastering how quickly we can get back to center. I've instituted, and I'll send it to you, david@dmeltzer.com, stop, drop, and roll. You see, too many people, when they're mastering discipline, self-control, they're not utilizing the student of the calendar or time correctly, but they're not utilizing what they need to in order to solve a problem in a different consciousness it was created. You can't out-logic it. You can't resist it. You can't go over it, under it, through it, around it. You can't lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. You just got to stop. And it takes so much self-control when we're reacting to fear with an anger, an anxiety, a resentment, a guilt, an offense, a separate, an inferior, superior feeling, an emotion. It takes so much self-control to just stop and breathe and drop when we're on fire. If we realize that the reaction to fear, one's an emotional status that puts us on fire mentally, physically, and spiritually, that if instead of trying to resist it, we just stop, drop and breathe down to a higher source by recollecting with our source, reminding with our source, remembering with our source, the great power of emotion that we have, and lessen the distance of resistance, the emotional interference, and then roll and accelerate, aggregate and compound exponentially that divine direction. We roll into that in preparing for the next divine detour to get us to a better place, a better position, and allowing divine time to control our lives. The 13th lesson, understanding our brain's relationship to the mind, to this emotion. Our brain is the most powerful tool. It's a trillion-dollar tool. It is used to interpret opportunities, options, and touches of favor. It is which that gives meaning. The brain gives meaning to everything you see, and you give everything you see meaning. You can't find outside of you what you're not giving meaning to inside of you. And understanding the brain's purpose in this relationship of emotion is essential to give the right emotion to the meaning of what is occurring, the detours that are taking, because time, emotion, and value, as I stated, changes not only as an expectation is set, but a decision is made. Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time. The 14th lesson, we have to face the truth, face the facts. Avoid blame, shame, and justification. We need to be accountable. Entrepreneurs need to be accountable in three different ways. They need to, one, be responsible and address the detours to understand their divine, to find practical solutions. You need to be responsible for that which is happening today in the divine direction for the future. But you also have to understand the laws of attraction. To be accountable, you have to ask yourself, what did I do to attract this to myself? And what am I supposed to learn from it? And then finally, most importantly, in living in truth and facing the facts and being accountable, is asking ourselves, what am I doing to participate in this perception? Understand the illusory nature of what we do, because we have the power emotionally to give meaning to everything that we see, and we can only find outside of us what we see inside of us. It is so important to understand that we're participating in a perception, a perceived value. And that if we can utilize that understanding of how we're participating in that perception to learn lessons, we will be farther, further, faster than we ever imagined. And then finally, the power of imagination, the self-imagination called the self-image. Where and how are we setting our thermostat, the limits of what we do? Because we never, in lesson 15, will overachieve our own self-image. We'll never overachieve our own self-image, and we create the thermostat, the limiting beliefs, in a trajectory where we want to be or better. And so these five lessons of emotional power, of understanding the mindset, heart set, and handset, of being able to utilize these emotions in these ways, will help us with that fulfilled passion, purpose, and profitability. Of the 25 years of lessons, of the 25 lessons that I've learned in those 25 years, go ahead and email me if you'd like these so far. David@dmeltzer.com. These are the greatest 25 lessons that I've learned. Some of the greatest 25 lessons I've learned over 25 years of doing free Friday training, celebrating today, October 11th. I was born on 111 and 111. And there's no doubt that October 11th has a 111 in it as well. All right. The next section of lessons I've called or titled Relativity. And so understanding relativity and the criteria of relativity is so important. And the 16th lesson, the first of this section, is understanding how we build relativity and find integrity within the concept of relativity. We practice the golden rule, treat others as you'd like to be treated, only if you treat yourself well. When I was a young executive, I remember being called in to the president's office saying, man, you got to calm down. And I said, well, yeah, I just am treating all the employees like I treat myself. And if the president said, if you treat all the employees like you treat yourself, everyone's going to quit. So you have to understand the relationship of an integrity within relativity, understanding the relativity of bleeding and feeding. Some people, it's a benefit to allow them to bleed you, children, parents, friends. It's a joy to allow them to bleed us or others to feed, right? Bleeding and feeding. What relationship is there? Then two, how relative are they to you? You know, are they blood relative to you? Are they childhood friends? What's the relativity of that relationship? And then finally, association. Do they sit on a board with you? Are they in the room next to you? Do you belong to the country club with them or play tennis with them? Whatever it is, you need to utilize the three criteria in order to build relationships of integrity and surround yourself with different teams according to subject matters, topics, and expertise, and know what position on each team you're going to play by utilizing the three criteria in the rules of relativity, the lessons of relativity with integrity. The 17th lesson, effective communication, one of the four core values that I teach. It is not just effectively communicating, sharing a vision with those around us and relative to us, but it is the effective communication that we have with that which is bigger than us, that loves us more than our mom. I have an unwinding routine at night in order to not only recover when I sleep, but access the information effectively, communication with a greater source of information, an omniscient, which is all-knowing source, so that I can transcend that information, to put that information into emotional emotion. And we must express fiercely and accurately to everyone around us on those teams to inspire, to live in spirit, so that we can give more, be given more, receive more, and ask for more than more, so that we live in the infinite loop of abundance. The 18th lesson, harmony. So many people wanted a balance or a weighted balance according to the time and the circumstances of each day and the meaning that they give their past in the divine direction. For me, it's harmony that I'm looking for. Having a harmonious family, harmonious community, and harmonious team to thrive, so that our energy creates more energy, that we empower others to empower others, that we are utilizing and elevating and rising everyone to a higher level of consciousness or awareness in order to make life easy and dissipate the diseasy, focusing in on and giving intention to what we think, say, do, believe, and feel in a positive, collaborative way, so that everything works within not only the human experience, but the spiritual experience in harmony that creates less disease. It's disease that is interfering with the harmonious state of energy in which we are. And so understanding harmony, not balance, is an important lesson. Lesson 18, number 3 of the relativity section of the lessons of the 25 years. Lesson 19, the fourth of this section, is recognizing our human desires. There's one combination of the thousands of interviews I've done of billionaire, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers. There's millions of these amazing people, but the common denominator lies within the desire. You see, the skills and knowledge that you have, the skills and the knowledge of who and what you have is merely a basement according to a subject matter or team that you play on, but it is your desire that determines your delta. And the common denominator of all passionate, purposeful, and profitable people is a desire that you must be what you can be. Thus, also empowering the purpose to apply the why, apply the purpose. If you don't have a desire that you must be what you can be, your pain will create struggle and punishment, not promotion and protection. You need to apply your why. You need to have a human desire to be what you must be in order to facilitate where you want to be or better, to live a life of purpose so that all pain is dissipated and dissolved, not destructive and stopping you and making you a quitter. You must recognize your desires and maintain, sustain, and grow the desire that you must be what you can be according to the teams you play on and the position you're playing in personal and professional pursuits, to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of those potentials. And the last in the relativity section of lessons, lesson number 25 of this section, 20 overall, fifth of this section, is understanding our intuition. Beyond the inspiration and intellect that we talk about, intuition is something that works within the human experience, but divine time in the spiritual. And so intuition is just telling you to pay attention to something. And intuition should be not only what you agree with strongly, but what you disagree with strongly. These are both intuitions to pay attention to, and then try to put it within the context of man-made constructive human experience time. So for example, if you get an intuitive thought to bet on a hard eight at a craps table, double fours, that doesn't mean the next roll is going to be a hard eight. It just means pay attention to the hard eight. It may not happen for a while because intuition exists in the divine time, not the human experience or man-made constructive time. And so I believe, and this is true about my content and should be for you as well, that I'm a content capturer. And then I put it into context. So I capture my intuition of what I do say, think, and feel, and believe. And then I put it into context according to the circumstances of the day, the meaning or lessons from the past, and then in the divine direction contextually of where I want to be or better. My intuition is just elevating my awareness. And if my intuition, I capture my intuition and create a system in which to access it. So I'm looking for more clues of what my intuition is telling me, what I strongly agree with or strongly disagree with, in order to effectuate better choices, decisions, align not only in my human experience with the circumstances of the day, the lessons of the past, but most importantly in the divine direction, so I can allow all detours to be divine, shorten the resistance of those detours, and allow divine time to reveal the aggregation, acceleration, and compounding of my intention relative to the emotion section above. These relativities of intuition allow us to facilitate living in abundance, an infinite loop of more than enough of everything for everyone. These were the next five lessons from the past 25 years. Once again, if you want the exercises guides of this, please just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. All right, we're getting into the fourth quarter almost. We are almost done with the 25 lessons. Then we'll take a few questions as we finish up. The last section is infinite. The infinite health of both human and spirituality. There's so much today in the next lesson of health and wellness. I always say in order to truly understand health and wellness, all you got to do is focus in on the four primary things that you need to do in order to live. And health and wellness, for me, the greatest lesson of health and wellness is simple. But we all know the simple things to do are simple not to do every day. And so within the context of health and wellness, number one, if you don't breathe, you will die. So focus in on breathing. Utilize breathing and practice breathing in order to facilitate your health and wellness. Two, if you don't eat, you will die. So focus in on your nutrition. Focus in on your nutrition and you will have the infinite, the longevity, the health and wellness that you look for. water. If you don't drink, you will die. So focus in on when it is to health and wellness, your hydration. And then finally, if you don't sleep, you will die. So focus in on your sleep. I've had a sleep coach for almost 18 years now. I have an unwinding routine. I utilize my sleep for recovery and access of information to transcend a higher baseline every day, to plateau and grow, not live like a tube, food in, food out, not live like the myth of Sisyphus and Camus the Stranger, rolling a boulder to the top of the hill just to have it roll back down again. Are you kidding me? If you focus in on the four basics of life, what you need to do to live, to breathe, to eat, to drink and sleep, I promise you, you will have longevity and health. You will have very little dis-ease in your human experience. The next lesson in infinite living is sustainability, understanding how we utilize the committed, consistent behavior, the non-negotiables that provide you 90% of your success. Human beings do not like to do things every day. That's why the simple things to do are simple not to do. And so in order to create the aggregation, acceleration, we need to be consistent and persistent in order to achieve or to accomplish these long-term sustainable practices, because things double. And it takes about 90% of a man-made human time in order to be able to be aware of a result. So most people quit before they get to the 25% of the way there, which takes 90% of the effort. Then it only takes 5% more effort to get to 50% of the way there, and then another 99% of the people quit. Then it only takes another 5% of the effort to get to 100% of the way there, but unfortunately a whole other 99% of the 1% of the 1% have quit. Sustainable aggregation, acceleration, and compounding effect occurs from the committed, consistent behavior for sustainable growth. Lesson number 22, second of the infinite section. Lesson number 23, overcoming bad habits or elevating your awareness to what you're doing to interfere with it. Understanding that there are certain habits that sooner or later, and I'll use one of my friends who I know was using for a long time alcohol and drugs, and we ran into each other, and he looked at me and he's like, dude, let's go party. I said, no, those days are far, far gone. It's almost been two decades for me. He said, but look at me, I'm in better shape than you. And I said, well, you may look that way. And he had his last doubling of the bad habits, the last doubling and his addiction of what human nature told him would heal him, to make him feel healed, killed him. He didn't wake up 2 weeks later as he slept. So we want to not only create the habits, but we want to identify those habits that are interfering with where we want to be or better. And addiction should be applied to positive behaviors that are progressing you to where you want to be or better. And to be utilized to identify that which interferes with it. Addictions need to be found in clues and patterns to make sure that we are shifting the paradigm to only progress towards where we want to be or better and shorten the distance of resistance. The 24th lesson is the law of gratitude. And throughout history, the law of gratitude is the most powerful. I always say, if you want to change your life, just say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. To change your life, lesson 24, just say thank you before you go to bed and wake up. I have a gratitude challenge, which I'm happy to send to you with the exercises, the workbook with Jack Canfield, the 5 daily practices, whatever it is you need, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. But the law of gravity is the most powerful. It takes 0.1 seconds and it's free to say thank you. Every great thought leader, every successful person lives with gratitude. But yet most people don't say thank you. In fact, by tonight, most of us won't say thank you. And by tomorrow morning, most of the ones that were left won't say thank you within 3 days. Almost everyone won't say thank you, even though we all know that it's free. It takes 0.1 seconds and it's the most powerful and most important lesson that I've learned. Lesson number 24. It's because the simple things to do are simple not to do every day. It actually took me 9 months before I could say thank you for 30 straight days without forgetting. Because human nature says that I don't like doing things every day, that the hardest commitment that I can make is a commitment to do something 7 days a week. Somehow I need to go off the grid and take a break. It's not true. You are interfering with the compounding effect, the aggregation and acceleration of what you want. And so if what you want is to be gracious and live in grace, in harmony, activating all the previous 23 lessons, then be grateful. Easiest and simplest lesson that I teach, 0.1 seconds, it's free. It's simple. Say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. Get the gratitude challenge. If you're having difficulty with an accountability partner, with a methodology, modality in order to be grateful, to find the light, the love, and the lessons, to participate in a perception of being blessed by something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom, to be promoted, protected, and loved at all times, then say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. And then finally, there it is. The superpower of the lessons that I've taught over the last 25 years. Number 25, the one that has been hinted into each and every other lesson, the other 24 lessons, including gratitude, is the lesson of persistence. A committed, consistent behavior, the enjoyment of the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential, the definition of happiness. How persistent are you will be determined by the behaviors that you have in the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious. In your conscious continuum of the human experience and the spiritual experience, according to the circumstances of the day, the defined moments, setbacks, failures, mistakes, successes, historical relevances of your life in a divine direction, with all the divine detours every single day to take and utilize divine time. It is the lesson of persistence. There is only one thing that will kill you: quitting. Only one thing that will kill you is quitting. It will kill your business. It will kill your thoughts. It'll kill your words. It'll kill your beliefs. It'll kill your feelings. Be persistent and consistent in the pursuit of your potential. And I promise, if you enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential and you do it every day without quitting, life will tell you all its secrets. Because the lessons keep on coming until you know the secrets, the cheat codes, the teacher's guide. This is the teacher's guide. These are 25 years, some of the top 25 lessons broken up into five sections, this section of higher purpose. If you want this guide to live by, to utilize, to ask questions of, then email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Reflect on these lessons, practice them. Progress towards where you want to be or better. Don't live your life like a tube, food in, food out. Expand, aggregate, accelerate, and exponentially grow. Life is about lessons. The lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. For 25 years, I've been trying to empower others, to empower others to be happy, to create a collective consciousness that changed the world. I appreciate all the thousands of you that are here today and the millions that will watch and replay. Please be one of my 1,000 to empower 1,000, to empower 1,000, 1,000 times 1,000, a million times 1,000, a billion. We can change the world with these 25 lessons. All right, Nick of Time, or sorry, the Nick of WOM, the well-oiled machine. I purposely went over. I do have time for one or two questions. Why don't you go ahead and reset the room and maybe we'll take one question.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, David, for guiding us through those 25 years of lessons to help celebrate what is now over 25 years of free Friday trainings with you. And a quick reset of the room, everybody. We are transitioning over to the last 7 minutes here of this Power Hour and Friday training. And we're going to continue with at least one, if not probably two questions here. So continue to put those online if you're joining us there. Or, of course, if you are on stage here on Clubhouse, put something in the chat. Or if you are in the audience, use that that hand icon to raise your hand. But we have so many friends, David, that have questions, and I'm going to pass it over to the one and only DJ Dave Berlin. Mr. Berlin, it's great to see you here, my friend. Happy Friday. Passing the mic over to you. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask away.
I love it. Thank you. Good morning from Las Vegas. It's beautiful, and we're starting to hit fall, so hope to see you guys soon. My question is, when it comes to expansion, for many years I've used transition, and you've also helped me understand that we're not always in transition, we're in expansion. When expanding into a new season, into a new opportunity, and a new path, what are some of the things that you look at that you may need to let go of? And some things that you may need to expand to meet that expansion.
Yeah, the greatest lesson is you need to surround yourself with the right people and the right ideas aligned with where you want to be or better. So take inventory in the expansion of your skills, your knowledge of who and what, right? Those people and ideas, and look to see what's doing well today, what's stable today, and what you think will be doing well in the future. And then focus your intention, what you do say, think, feel, and believe, on those skills and that knowledge of who and what, surrounding yourself by subject matter, topic, and expertise with the right people and the right ideas aligned with what's doing well in your life, what's stable in your life, and what you think will be doing well in your life according to the inventory of you, your essence, not what other people think, want, or is missing. And David, if you do that, if you can take inventory on your skills, knowledge, and desire, that delta, that will desire will aggregate, accelerate, and expand. It will create exponentiality of outcomes in your life so that where you're at today doubles, not only doubles, but doubles faster and faster and doubles more and more, creating that exponentiality of outcomes of the divine time that you're looking for, utilizing all these pains and making sure that your purpose is greater than those pains in that divine direction, so that every detour that used to punish you now promotes you. They become divine detours in divine time. And you will live in your divine direction by looking inside of yourself at your skills, your knowledge of who and what, and growing and expanding that desire. If you look and see what's doing well for yourself, what is stable for yourself, and what you think is going to do well, and you can align your essence, your skills, knowledge, and desire with that, I promise you, you will expand in an accelerated pace. You will aggregate more of the people and ideas that you should surround yourself with, and your outcomes will be exponential in their nature. They will be divine and come in its divine time. You will feel the faith. You will have the wisdom. You know you are protected, promoted, and loved, and that purpose will apply your why into your life so that every single day you are plateauing and growing, not rolling the bull or ball of Mythophys and to the bottom of the hill every single day. We will be in Las Vegas in November filming season 8 of Office Hours at our Sirius XM studio in the lobby of the Wynn. We are blessed to be a part of the Sirius XM network, blessed to be a part of our studio at the Wynn. We are blessed to be here and blessed to have David in our neighborhood. Thank you so much, my friend. You are a blessing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Berlin. And David, do we have, I know we have about 3 minutes here. Do you want to go ahead and take a question online or keep it live here on Clubhouse?
Let's do Clubhouse real quick.
Okay, beautiful. Brent, thank you for patiently waiting. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask away.
Oh, good morning, all. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Dave, you have like the closest thing to a roadmap of life. So really appreciate that. And I think I speak on behalf of the other 1,000 of us that you're empowering. So thank you. Gratitude expressed. My question. So now that we're, you know, in this constant expansion mode of life, and now I'm halfway through Modern Achievement from Ashish from the all these things, there's so many things, right? What would you say is the most important thing each day? Just one thing, because we got to keep it simple. We got to keep it sweet, yeah. Or else we get too confused.
My non-negotiables are the most important thing each day in the context of the circumstances of the day, the meaning of the past, and the divine direction I'm in. My non-negotiables are the most important thing. Your non-negotiables, those are the things that you are committed to do every day, 7 days a week, and have allotted a minimum amount of time for your non-negotiables. My non-negotiables are the most important thing. They are as if I've been blessed with my dream and I won't miss that appointment no matter what. No matter what. Jesus Christ has asked me to lunch. You know, whatever it is, I'm not missing it. So my non-negotiables are the most important thing every single day. Not yours, not what's missing, not what I don't have, not what I think I want. It is my non-negotiables that I'm committed to every single day that are the most important things, because I know 90% of my expected outcomes or better are going to occur from my non-negotiables. So the most important thing, Brent, is your non-negotiables for you, my non-negotiables for me. Living in those, and gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication and inspiration will allow us all to expand, grow, aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially as an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought in more than enough of everything for everyone. Utilize your wisdom and faith, my friend, and I promise you will shorten the distance of resistance. Know your non-negotiables, and you will accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially. All right. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, friends.
Lots of love.
We love you. Thank you. It is exactly 7 o'clock. I like to stay on time. Remember, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We're going to be in Orange County. We'll be in Dubai. So if anyone's in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, go ahead, reach out to me as well. I'd love to see you. I got 3 different speaking engagements there with GTEx and North Star and Napoleon Hill Institute. We are amazed, blessed to be a part. Cannot wait to make our announcements. Anyone a Napoleon Hill fan, you got to reach out to me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you want the 25 lessons in the 25 years, celebrating 111 here, 10-11, 25 years of free Friday training, david@dmeltzer.com. If you want to know where we are, we're in 200 cities, over 200 cities a year, 949-298-2905. I got so many different text messages and emails going, I didn't know you're going to be in LA, Boston, New York. I didn't know. Well, then join the text community. That's how I know where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be at the airport to go to Dubai today because I got a text message this morning saying I'm going to be in Dubai. 949-298-2905. david@dmeltzer.com. Join Mark Cuban and I on Fireside. We have a new David Meltzer Network training on Tuesdays. Join us there as well. I got so much shit. Just email me so we can align on how we can help each other. Join our neighborhood, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick of Guam, I know you got to get to the airport with me. You're coming with me, brother. Go ahead, close out the room. Thank you, everyone. What an honor it's been for 25 years to be of service and value and be a neighborhood of people. We're in the millions now. Let's build it up to the billions. A neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. Let's all empower others to empower others to be happy. I'm going to leave you, as I mentioned, if you want anything, my workbook with Jack Canfield, the 5 daily practices. If you want the exercises and guides from the 25 lessons from 25 years, david@dmeltzer.com. But remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds. God bless all of you. Have a great week.